This is the word is Mark, as always, and with this one I kind of want to go back to a title that released last year that has had quite a difficult start, I suppose. And no, I'm not talking about The Division, but I'm talking about a title that Ubisoft produced, which is Ghost Recon Wildlands. And that just released that they're going to do a year or two of content. This also includes changing the uniforms that the AI supports team, that like what they can wear if you play solo, and a bunch of the other DLCs confirmed, called Operations, which will see new missions added, more multiplayer options and different battle packs and crates and whatnot. And it's kind of interesting because as I was looking through what people were saying, one of the comments was Ubisoft really do well by their fans in that they create an unfinished game. I mean, highlight that bit. And then they come back and they kind of build on it while it's unfinished to finish up the title to what we expected it to be in the first place. And I kind of find it funny because it's kind of what happened with Rockstar with GTA Online as well, where we were kind of promised a certain product out the gates and then it took so long for them to give us that. But often what you find is, even if it's the case that they are able to fix the problems with DLC and whatnot, eventually they go a little bit overboard and too far. A bit like GTA has now with all of the futuristic crap that they've added in there, that makes public servers on consoles a little bit questionable now and then, as everyone will get the toys. Like, people that really pay in to play, and they'll go ahead and they'll spend all of it on flying motorbikes and cars and the latest, what's it like, the drone shooting plane thing and all that stuff. And you just get into it and you have to be a decent player without that kind of stuff to be able to overcome those kind of odds. Either that or the person that's got all the toys needs to be quite terrible at using them, which is something that I think I ran into the other day. Each stage you would bring out a new toy and I was able to overcome that, and it kind of annoyed him in the end, so he had to resort to a mugger, and that didn't work out well either. But what I'm saying is, sometimes the product that you're offered is not always what you'd expect, but then when we've got it to the standard of what we expect, then when they want to give us something, it can be, it kind of takes away what you were given in the first place, if you know what I mean. Sometimes the hidden gem is what you have when it's first given to you, not necessarily when they've gone overboard with the offerings, as they can push it too far to where we can't come back from it. And it's going to be kind of interesting when GTA 6 shows up, which I've got to say, it's got to be Vice City. It is the only thing that makes sense. I mean, even promotion-wise, it is perfect because 6 in Roman numerals is V-I. I mean, all that you've got to do to that is add an animation to add C-E, and you've got voice. And then you can do some fancy thing with City, and there you go, advertisement, promotion, done for you. And I think it really fits that it's got to be Vice City, but it'll be interesting to how the online side of it will look, whether we'll get all this space age crap straight away or whether they will give us a kind of a tame version, because I've got to think that it's got to be a better start than what we had with the original GTA Online 5, because obviously everything crashed like a mother and no one could get on for so long, and that kind of hit crews in a way because it kind of held us back. People gave up on the idea of it being anything at any point, and that pulled them away. And I feel like that's what we got later on when they started adding the space age crap, is people were like, well, wait, hold on a minute, this is too much. So sometimes you get too less and too much, and we don't stay on the even ground, pretty much because, hey, it's all about money at the end of the day. But it'll be interesting to what they do with six, whether we'll get a tame, realistic version to start with, and then if they add packs that just take it to the extreme, or what they do, because I think now that they've added that in 5, I think it's definitely going to come back at 6, because I can't see them taking all that kind of stuff away from people that have had it in 5. I mean, I don't know. I think it's got to make a comeback, especially when it's going to be built into the universe now, when you think about it. When they say that GTA Online is kind of part of the GTA universe in a way, but set before the events, blah, 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 and all that good stuff. But it's something else that I think of with Red Dead and what they did with that, and how they could, not that it's a way that I want to think about it, but in a way how they could spoil it in that. What could they possibly add to it that could make it just ridiculous? But the only actual thing that I can think of with that is if they were to add something that is way out of the technology scale. I mean, I think the furthest they can go is probably the first car that came about at some point. I mean, I was going to say the furthest point that they could go with a weapon is like, the old school chain guns, the Gatling guns that were on the back of the carriages and whatnot. I mean, that's as far as I could think that you could possibly go with that, but who knows? I mean, I looked between the lines of what was going on at that point or what was being developed and never quite got there, and they'll add it in anyway. Because, hey, that someone will pay for it, so, and it would just be pay to play. But then, the reason why I've kind of thought of this as well is kind of because I kind of look across YouTube and kind of see some of these off GTA servers where they kind of rip GTA, and it's a different kind of identity, a different server, like completely modded out and made for role players, and you've got people that play the role of police and bank robbers and whatnot, and you kind of look at that and the realistic deal that they've got with that, and you kind of think, wow, if we could get that on consoles, that would be dope. But then it's like, who on consoles would even run with that now, because most people are kind of, that you come across, are like casual players, and kind of on consoles it's funny because there's kind of a anticipation with everybody like that someone's going to get shot down or something like that. I mean, you take your character and you walk past another player, and I mean, there is a very, very, very slim chance that you won't get shot or killed or something, because people are just that on edge about everybody on consoles that it's like, could a roleplay server even work? But it's all interesting, and I'd like to know where they're going to go going forward. But I mean, what are your thoughts on like the competitiveness and what they add to titles now, how they come out unfinished and they use DLC to build them up until it's just like unrecognisable? But yeah, let me know your thoughts, and this has been The Words Mark, and I will check you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.